Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Hey, buddy. We are just about at quitting time here, which I know is good news for everyone, especially on a Monday, because that means that we are at least one step closer to ending Monday and Pi Day. All right, for Hunter, anyways.
Yeah. But let's end that as fast as we can, because
stupid ass Monday Pi Day. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Anyway, well, we got what we learned on the show coming up here in just a bit. Right now, though, it's time for your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today. This one's kind of interesting, Hunter. Cannibalism is illegal in Idaho and has a maximum sentence of 14 years. Unless, however, you had to eat someone, quote, under extreme life-threatening conditions as the only apparent means of survival. Then it's okay.
I think.
Now, wait. I have a question, okay? And it's not like I'm going to go all Dahmer and start eating people, okay? But now, does this mean, like, okay, is it illegal to have a dead person that you didn't kill and then eat them? Or does that mean that I could kill this person and then eat them? Because now you're putting murder into it. But let's say we have a group, we're stranded in the Idaho mountains.
No, it's very specific. I think the sub-law, there's more to it. You can't just kill somebody because you're hungry, you know? So it's got to be like the movie Alive. It's got to be a situation like that where somebody dies, you know, and they're all looking around like, hey, like, we're all hungry. Like, we have to. You know, and then you eat the guy. But you can't kill somebody and then eat him.
At the risk of sounding morbid, okay, what about this, okay? So cannibalism illegal, off the table. Murder, obviously you can't murder. But let's say.
This happened to me a couple years ago. I know everything about this.
You murdered someone and then ate them? Is that what happened? No. So what about this? Hear me out, though. Okay, let's say grandma dies, okay?
Nope. Can't eat grandma.
But what if it's like it's in her will. Like, hey, I want you guys to eat me for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but you're not in a dire situation. You're not starving.
Is it to say that you can't eat grandma, all right? Shouldn't I be allowed to say, look, it's my body. I want my family to eat it. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, throw grandma in the crock pot.
Right? You have some grandmas, too. Sorry for all the grandmas listening right now. This
falls off the bone. God, dude, that's just so gross.
Grandma's kind of stringy. Yeah, we should have.
Ah!
But you know what I mean, though? Because think about that. I get it. And again, folks, I want to be very clear here, all right? I don't have any bodies in my freezer. I'm not planning on cooking up a family member anytime soon.
Meat went bad.
God almighty. But grandma. If it's what is that going to affect, all right? Don't you think it's actually probably more... It's better environmentally conscious because now we don't have another body to throw into the ground, okay? That's just going to take up space.
No, so here's the thing.
You build a nice wind chime out of the bones.
So there's a thing. It's like if you there's a certain chemical or something, if you eat humans, it's kind of like if you're inbred. You can't do that. Same thing if, like, if you eat a human being, it makes you all weird upstairs. You know?
I said, if I'm my own grandpa, is that what it is?
Pretty much.
So, I want to be very clear because I feel like our bosses are going to get some emails on this. I'm not saying we should go around eating people. However,
BBQ like, tastes like, you think it tastes good?
I don't know.
I don't think it would.
Would we say, like, oh, this tastes like chicken? Like, a lot of things, you know?
I don't think it would. Humans,
knowing what I put in my body over the years, I'm sure I would not taste well at all. Like that's not good meat.
I don't know.
What would you think is the most eatable part of a human?
It's a weird conversation. I mean,
because you don't want because
I'm in a survival situation, right?
I
have to. So I'm going right for the thigh.
That's the biggest part. But that's a very like that thigh muscle has really worked. You know what I mean? That's like
Maybe the hammy.
The hamstring, a nice creamy hamstring.
Creamy
hamstring.
Ooh, can I have the hamstring?
See, I feel like a nice rump roast. All right, you get a nice ass. All right, a nice chunk of ass. All right, yeah. Right,
you throw nothing out of mine.
Think about that. You get a nice rump roast in the crock pot. I think that you'd throw some red potatoes, you know, some russet potatoes in there, maybe some. Yeah. You make it a nice roast, a nice dinner.
Not mine.
No, you don't have an ass. We would look if you died and you were the first one in our survival group. We would all starve because there is not nearly enough meat on those bones.
I'd be the guy you pick your teeth with.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. Well, good. We got floss. I guess that's nice. But
it's like eating crab legs. You know. Okay. not getting much meat out of it.
Way too much work for what we're getting out of this, all right? This is just... Okay, so now, final question, Hunter. Final question, okay, as we just... This horrible, morbid topic. You're in a dire situation, okay? All right. Yep. Your buddy... Let's say I die. You and I were stranded in the mountains. Our private jet went down, okay? What, are you going to be happy, happy man, yeah, that I'm dead? You're going to be so sad. Are you going to eat me? Are you going to eat me to survive?
Am I?
Yeah, to survive. I'm your only means, all right? You are stranded in the wreckage of an airplane on the side of a snow-covered mountain, okay?
That's a good question. So,
and I go, I'm dead.
I've seen a lot of those I shouldn't be alive episodes on you know, Discovery or whatnot.
Yeah.
I think you get to a point where it's like, it's not even a question. You're just so hungry. Anything that is edible, your body is like, I'll eat you too. Yeah. You know?
Now here's the other question too. You probably don't have fire, right? So you just raw dogging me? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, raw dogging. Ah!
You just raw dogging my thigh? Is that what you're doing?
Dude, you know what sucks? You are a hairy human being. Dude.
Oh, you're gonna be terrible. Picking hair out of your mouth forever, man.
You know what? No, I'm gonna die. I'm just gonna die. You know, just let me die.
I'm gonna take my last breath, and I'm gonna say, you know what? You gotta eat first. And you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm gonna kick it before you
right
die.
There.
Just so you can feel that pain.
Ooh,
right in the nuts.
Worth it. Worth it. Anyway. All right. Well, we apologize to our bosses, who I'm sure are going to get some emails after this one. But hey, there you go. That is your final fact and opinion. Your final thought for today. We're going to be back. What we learned on the show. Stick around.
Hey, sports fans, get.